Beginning tonight on NBC, 16 people will compete to become an assistant to real estate magnate Donald Trump. The new reality series is called The Apprentice. With a review, here's Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter.
What does it take to be the next Donald Trump? Financial smarts is one important trait. Negotiation savvy is another. But don't forget about the most important one, an insatiable desire for publicity. Fittingly, Trump has decided that there's no better place to hire his next executive than on a reality TV show. It guarantees a pool of candidates willing to withstand public humiliation, a quality not listed on most resumes. On The Apprentice, abuse is a necessary means to the end. A one-year contract as president of a Trump subsidiary with a cushy salary of $250,000. The cast members are divided into two teams, their entrepreneurial skills put to the test each week. The losing team has one member voted off at the end of each episode. Trump tests his aspiring apprentices by starting them a few rungs further down the corporate ladder than you might expect. The first competition forces the teams to sell lemonade on the streets of New York. It isn't long before their methodical approach gives way to full-blown chaos.
We're going in circles right now.
But we got to regroup.
Well, we're going in the wrong direction. We are a mile off our target. We can't hear you. Where are you?
If the format for The Apprentice sounds a tad familiar, there's good reason. The executive producer of The Apprentice is Mark Burnett. He's best known for Survivor. Exchange the wilds of Africa for the corporate jungle, and you're left with pretty much the same show. Credit Burnett with knowing a good formula is worth repeating, but he may be taking it a wee bit far. When one of the 16 contestants is fired at the end of each episode, you half expect him to extend a flaming torch for Trump to snuff. But as always, Burnett does a brilliant job of casting. Its 16 contestants seem to hail from every conceivable cross-section of America, which should sow more than a few seeds of conflict in its upcoming episodes. And what would a Mark Burnett production be without the resident shrew? Here the role is played by one Tammy Lynn, a Seattle stockbroker who manages to antagonize everyone the minute she steps into Trump's office.
The only person I really need to be concerned with liking me, ostracizing me, is Donald Trump.
If you're expecting The Apprentice to provide insight into what makes the Donald tick, think again. Though we get a glimpse of more than a few of his posh hideaways and his supermodel girlfriend, Trump does little more than host the proceedings. Occasionally, he'll toss off some morsel about the merits of working and playing with equal vigor. It's the same warmed-over ethos incessantly expressed by other famous limousine libertines like Hugh Hefner and Robert Evans, and it doesn't sound any more interesting here. Truth be told, limiting viewers' exposure to Trump is a tactfully merciful decision on NBC's part. These days, television is brimming over with way too many decadent zillionaires, from Fox's The Simple Life to MTV's Rich Girls. But The Apprentice is ample evidence that there are plenty more people waiting in line.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter.